This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I've been doing this for some years now, but I don't remember the last time my heart beated so fast. And this is because, wallahi, I have before me my mentor, the person whom we looked up to, the person whom many people, when they see us speak, say, wallahi, we are reminded of the Sheikh. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us acceptance. Ameen. I'd like to share one or two things before I begin, inshallah. And then perhaps, you know, to calm me down. I was going through the comments on the post of the advertisement that was out there. And people were commenting, the three musketeers. Some people saying, the three menketeers. And others saying, it's a dinner, so should we call it a minna? Alhamdulillah. I usually recite, and this is for the purposes of barakah. It is also for the purpose of calming myself down, calming my nerves. So I ask you to pay attention to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Of course, we can talk about healing the ummah, but we must remember what the ummah is made up of. And that is units. You and I are units of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in order to change the ummah, and in order to heal the ummah, we must heal ourselves. We must change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. Now the big question mark is, how do I change myself? Where do I start? And the reality of life is, if we take a look at science and what it tells us today, science actually says to us that if you want to change, then do something that you don't want to do but have to do every single day. Do something that you don't want to do but have to do every single day. And I implore you to think of the day of a believer. When you wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of you? He wants you to respond to the call of prayer. Which one of us wants to give up our sleep and pull those blankets off ourselves and put our feet onto the floor and trudge towards the bathroom only to wash our faces with cold water? Which one of us wants to do this? But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is calling us at a time when others are asleep to do what? To wash our faces and to face the Qibla and to pray to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What is that? What is that doing that is training you to do something that you don't want to do but you must do? And what happens? Your life changes as a result. I'd like to dig a bit further into this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, اُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ. Recite that which was revealed to you of the book and establish the prayer. Establish the prayer. And what does that establishment of your prayer do? إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, your salah prevents you from immorality and evil. Now, if we establish that salah, it prevents us from immorality and evil. And do you know what one of the greatest blocks of success in life is? It is the flooding of your brain with a chemical. It is the flooding of your brain with a chemical that you are meant to receive in small doses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you that it prevents you from immorality. What is immorality? You have a wife, you have a husband, perhaps you are single, and you seek the reward without the work. You seek the reward without the work. You don't need to get married. You don't need to find a nikah contract, an imam to sit there and officiate. You don't need to worry about crying children and dirty diapers. What you do, go into a room, do the act, enjoy yourself and leave. So you enjoy the reward without the consequences. Or without, not the consequences, that's not the right word to use, but without the struggle. So what you are actually doing is training your brain, your mind, your heart to enjoy reward without struggle. Such a person will find it very difficult to be successful in life. You see, when you establish your salah, when you establish your salah in your life, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells you what will happen. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful are the believers, those who establish their salah in their lives. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They pray, and they pray as though that is their last prayer. They pray with consciousness, thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, assuming that Allah is in front of them. You do that, you establish your prayer in your life, and you will be successful by the declaration of your Lord, your Maker, the one who created you, fashioned you and brought you into existence.
You will be successful by his declaration. So your salah means a lot. And your fajr salah is the beginning of your day. You know how we said that the ummah is a large group of people and you are a unit of that ummah. And if you change yourself, you begin to change the ummah slowly but surely. The same way, if you want your years to turn into prosperous years, start with that Fajr Salah. Begin with that Fajr Salah, and all the more reason when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you, when Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is calling you, and you hear the words prescribed by Him when everybody else is sleeping, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah. Come to salah, come to success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting you to change your life, to become a better human being, to be the person that He wants you to be, so that you can present yourself before Him a successful human being and a successful believer. And all the more in Fajr Salah, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Salah is better than sleep. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually telling you that if you are to establish the salah, you will change your life. You see, it is very easy for us to look at the suffering that is happening and say that our brothers are being bombed and our sisters are being killed and our children are being decimated, and we feel helpless and we feel like, what can we do and how can we help and in what way can we change the condition that is there? You know where to start? Charity begins at home. Charity begins at home. Start with your Fajr Salah, and it will lead you on to much more. I tell you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, if you look at the 5 daily prayers and study them between the Fajr and Dhuhr, there is a long period of time. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, it is actually an inference. You can take this or you can reject it. No problem. It is just something that I thought of and came up with. Between the Fajr Salah and the Dhuhr Salah is a long time. And after you have established that Fajr Salah, you go into your day with vigor and you start and you have, you know, this energy to go about your day. And soon comes the afternoon slump and you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting you to reinvigorate yourself at the Dhuhr Salah. And then the time between Dhuhr and Asr is shorter. And the time between Maghrib and Isha is even shorter. Or Asr and Maghrib. And Maghrib and Isha is even shorter. I invite you to think of this as your life. When you are born, you are born into this world and you have the vigor of youth. You have it with you so you can do whatever you want. You can go about your daily tasks. And that lasts for quite some time in your life. After which, the time gets shorter. And you begin to realize that, you know what? I'm going closer to my grave. So I should become more competent in my salah. I should become better in my life. And you begin to pray with more consciousness. You begin to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think about the fact that you are ultimately going to your Creator. Those last 3 prayers are in quick succession. Why? Because your life gets faster and quicker. And as you go towards that Isha Salah, you know that I'm about to lie down and sleep for the night. That is the day that you close your eyes. That is the day that you close your eyes forever. To meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To stand before your Maker, the one who created you, made you, fashioned you, and brought you into existence. On that day, everything else will fall away. The petty arguments, how you looked in the dunya, what you cared about so much in the dunya, it will all fall away. And what will matter is what you have prepared in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you have to present to Him. Ya Rab, I have my kitab. And here it is, this is what is written. I've written salah, I've written zakah, I've written hajj, I've written sawm, I've written so many beautiful, amazing things. Here it is. And oh Allah, I know I have certain shortcomings. And I hope and pray that you will forgive me. I implore you to remember one thing with your shortcomings, especially in today's world of social media, where everybody has to see everything. One thing I implore you to remember, try by all means to never share the evil that you are engaging in your life. Share goodness, but don't share evil. And why? On the day of Qiyamah, a man will come, and he will have many bad deeds. He will have many bad deeds. فَيُلْقِ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَهُ. So Allah will place a cover over him. His cover. He will place his cover over him. فَيُقِرُّهُ بِمَا فَعَلْ. So he will ask him to recognize his sins and admit them. And then he will say, سَتَرْتُهَا لَكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَهَا أَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمِ. I covered them for you in the dunya, so here I am forgiving you today. Allahu Akbar. This is a man who got to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those sins. What does that mean? He didn't even seek tawbah. He didn't even seek forgiveness, but he knew deep down that what I'm doing is wrong. So don't, my dear sister, and don't, my dear brother, put that video up there of you displaying yourself. Don't do it. Of you displaying haram and evil and bad and that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are worried about the millions of views that you may get, but you don't care about the one view that matters the most. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us together in Jannatul Firdaus in the manner that we have gathered here today. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.